Congressman McKinney, sir.
Hello.
Mr. President, how are you?
When Clark McGregor was in here, he was telling me that you had a birthday yesterday, and I just wanted you to know that when I saw how young you were, I thought, gee whiz, he's got 30 years left to be in the Congress.
Well, thank you very much. I stopped I stopped counting, I think.
You stopped counting at 39.
I wanted to tell you your speech was fantastic.
I hope it went over well up in your part of the country.
You did, and I think you answered a great many questions from a lot of people.
One thing that you want to remember is this. And tell all your friends, I mentioned this to two or three fellows when I was talking to them the other day, don't be concerned about the enemies turning it down in the first instance. Well, they haven't actually rejected it yet, they're just knocking it around. Because basically, that's the way these things go. There'll be a period of a few months where they're going to have to try their military prowess probably one more time. But now we have a basis for negotiation that is very, very hard for anybody to resist. I mean, you can't go much further than what we have done. So, so I would say that we've made a good offer, and we think this is one that the American people ought to back, and it is one that we think eventually can lead to a successful resolution of the conflict, and particularly the return of our POWs.
A great many of us signed a letter today in the House, which I think you'll be receiving shortly.
Oh, yeah.
Supporting you, and I think it's great, and I think we're all with you.
Well, anyway, keep young, G. When I was 41, I was a real tiger.
But we're trying to be one.
Okay.
Right. Thank you very much, sir.